from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen. Your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
Recognition for Henrico's Sports and Events Center and what attendees at a Henrico Schools town hall meeting told school system officials. We'll have those stories and more in today's Henrico News Minute. It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. It's brought to you today by My Empanada.
And now for the news.
That town hall meeting took place last week at Laburnum Elementary School, the second such event that school system officials have held this year. Attendance and the school system's disciplinary code were among the topics raised by attendees at the event. Aljanette Hall, who works as a student mentor at Fairfield Middle School and also represents the Fairfield District on the county's Board of Social Services, said she would want schools to more strictly enforce their attendance policy. Students who accumulate five or more unexcused absences will have their parent or guardian called to schedule a meeting with school staff, and they may be referred to the school's attendance officer if absences continue. A little more than 16% of all students in the system were marked as chronically absent in the past school year, meaning that they missed 10% or more of the year. Other attendees raised the need for more family and community services, especially for those experiencing homelessness or housing insecurity. One attendee asked the school board to explore the idea of providing families who are currently staying in hotels or motels with permanent housing by partnering with the county. Now, you can read much more from last week's town hall right now on our website from our education reporter, Leanna Hardy. She was there and has a full report. The new Henrico Sports and Events Center has received the CoStar Impact Award for the Commercial Development of the Year in the Richmond area. The arena was one of more than 380 winners announced April 29th across five categories as part of the National Awards. It opened back in October and has witnessed more than 110,000 visitors since then, having created an estimated $14.9 million in regional economic impact already during the first 3 months of this year. A man driving a moped was killed yesterday afternoon in a two-vehicle crash just after 3:15 p.m. on Mechanicsville Turnpike at the Hanover-Henrico line, according to Henrico police. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. The road was closed for several hours while officials investigated. And under the heading of things that just keep happening, Richmond International Airport security officers last week cited a Powhatan man who was caught carrying a loaded handgun in his carry-on bag at the airport. The 9mm weapon was loaded with 13 bullets, according to TSA officials, whose officers detected the gun through an X-ray at the security checkpoint. The man was cited on a weapons charge. He also faces a civil penalty of up to $15,000. It is the 11th time already this year that a gun has been stopped at a checkpoint at the airport. The Richmond region was coming into its own as a foodie destination just before COVID. COVID impacted that a bit, but the bounce back is evident. And today on HenricoCitizen.com, our partners at Capital News Service take a look at how the suburbs of Richmond now are leading the way in the local food scene. Food permit requests in Henrico and Chesterfield have trended up compared to 2019, according to data from the Virginia Department of Health, while the number of food permit requests has decreased in the city when compared to pre-pandemic numbers. You can read more about this trend right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. And a big thank you to the 52 people who have joined as members of the Henrico Citizen over the past week or so during our spring membership drive. We sure do appreciate the support from each one of you. Our goal was to get to 100. Didn't quite get there, but if you'd like to make a contribution, you can still chip in. You just visit our website, henricocitizen.com, and look for the yellow Donate to the Citizen button in the upper right-hand corner. If you give at least $50, I'll send you two ticket vouchers to any Richmond Flying Squirrels game the remainder of this season. And we sure do appreciate your support. For the best in authentic Latin American street food, look no farther than My Empanada in Henrico's West End. My Empanada offers sweet and savory flavors with a variety of options, baked fresh or available frozen for take and bake. Their delicious empanadas are made from traditional South American recipes. Owners Juan and Claudia Urrea are natives of Colombia and they're excited to share a bit of their culture with you. Stop by My Empanada at 1421 Blue Jay Lane at Blue Jay and Quiacocin Road, just behind the Subbalakshmi Indian Grocery, or visit myempanada.net or call 804-203-3473.